Hi, I'm Popsy Dixon from the Holmes Brothers.
And I'm Wendell Holmes of the Holmes Brothers.
And I'm Sherman Holmes of the Holmes Brothers.
The Holmes Brothers have been performing their unique blend of blues, gospel, soul, country, and R&B for nearly 40 years, much of it in small blues joints up and down the East Coast. They've also toured internationally. This week, the Holmes Brothers appeared at the prestigious South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. Their newest recording is Speaking in Tongues, and it was produced by pop singer Joan Osborne. Speaking in Tongues is a gospel album, but it hardly sounds like music one would hear in most churches. Sherman, you wrote that song. Tell us a little bit about it, and why did you make it the title cut of the album?
Well, the title of the song, I went to church one day with my wife, and the minister's wife, in her conversation, happened to mention the phrase speaking in tongues. And I said that would be a good song title. But originally, this song was a love song. And since we decided to do a gospel album, we had to sit down and rewrite it. I have an angel on my doorstep. I have a diamond in my crown. I have a path beneath my footsteps. It puts my life on higher ground.
Tell us a little bit about your personal history.
Well, actually, you know, we're from Virginia originally, from a place called Christchurch, Virginia. Brother Popsy is from Virginia Beach, Virginia. But my brother Sherman and I, we grew up playing piano in the church, and we were very fortunate to have a cousin that was right up the road a piece that had a club, so we could rock them on Saturdays and then save them on Sundays. So we got a chance to hone our craft listening to the blues. Most of the black stations had a very little wattage, so you could be listening to Jimmy Reed, and all of a sudden Hank Williams came through with 100,000 watts. So we learned to love all kinds of music, and so we do lots of kinds of music.
Getting back to the songs we chose, I remember as kids we would play anything to fill the night out. If we didn't have enough songs, we'd play a music lesson, a minuet in G or whatever. Whatever. Good thing to mix.
That's true.
What kind of response do you get when you play gospel music in a roadhouse or in a bar? Do people respond well, or do the blues fans ask for their money back?
Well, they seem to respond well. Only once or twice we've had problems, and that was from churches.
Really?
I remember out in California, they knew we were coming to town, so they had a big gospel concert right across the street from us with all kinds of groups.
The minister did not approve of your kind of music or gospel music being sung in a bar.
That's right. Yep. That's right. But you got to remember that Jesus turned water into wine, not wine into water.
That's right. Jesus, you got to hook to me. Oh, God, please set me free. I'm not the man I used to be. You know, one other one that I find really unusual on here is just the sound of it. Jesus got his hooks in me. It's not something I would have expected.
From the Holmes Brothers.
Right. Now, that sounds more like bluegrass gospel than the kind of gospel you sing. Where did that come from?
I wrote that song. You know, I was just sitting in my basement one day and trying to come up with some ideas for some spiritual songs. And I am a believer, and I figured with Jesus having his hooks in me, maybe I should write about that. So,
how about the style, the musical style, though? Is that something that you do on stage?
Oh, yeah. Actually, that flavor of music, we do. that's a part of us because it's that old down-home country flavor that we grew up with, actually.
You've got several songs from a young writer named Ben Harper on this album.
When my legs no longer carry and the warm wind chills my bones, I reach for Mother Mary and I shall not walk alone.
That song, I Shall Not Walk Alone, it's got beautiful harmony on it. You guys sing wonderfully together.
Thank you.
Is that a, has that been a hallmark of your music all along?
Absolutely. I think that fortunately for us, we kind of brought harmony to the blues instead of it being just one lead singer singing. We do lots of songs that it's no lead singer, but we all are singing in harmony together.
Why a gospel album right now? You've done, I don't know, half a dozen or more albums. So why a gospel album now?
Well, one reason is because we wanted Joan Osborne to produce us. She's a friend of ours. And she wanted to do a gospel album more than I think we did. I think we were sold later on the idea. But first, I think we all sort of resisted it.
You know, one time when we were younger and maybe more virile, it was, baby, meet me down behind the barn tonight. But now it's more, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up.
And I shall not walk alone.
It's been a long road for you guys. Do you finally feel like you've made it? You're getting the recognition that you deserve?
I imagine we are getting whatever we deserve. I'm very happy. I feel very blessed to be able to make a living and feed my family and travel around the world and meet all kinds of nice people, different cultures. So I feel blessed.
What about you, Sherman?
I'm never secure. I always feel
really?
A little insecure about everything.
What's going to happen next? What is going to happen next?
I don't know.
Hopefully many good things will happen for the old men.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
Sherman and Wendell Holmes and Popsy Dixon of the Holmes Brothers Band. Their new CD is called Speaking in Tongues on Alligator Records.